You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Leviticus 16, 2-28. Today is April Fool's Day. We are warned not to believe anything we hear from people today. But I encourage you to believe the message I have for you today. The passage we are reflecting on is about the Day of Atonement. Aaron goes about performing what is called the sin offering. Aaron was saying prayers on behalf of God's people for the forgiveness of their sins. There is an interesting part of the instructions of the ritual that is described in this way. And Aaron shall lay both his hands on the head of a live goat and confess over it all the iniquities of the people of Israel and all their transgression, all their sins. And he shall put them on the head of the goat and send it away into the wilderness by the hand of a man who is in readiness. The goat shall bear all their iniquities on itself to a remote area, and he shall let the goat go free in the wilderness. A goat carrying the sins of God's people. As Christians, we know that we not only have an escape goat. We have Jesus Christ who offered his life on the cross for our sins. Romans 6 verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Today, the message is about the forgiveness of our sins. We have been forgiven. But in a similar way, like Aaron, we need to put our sins and offer it to our scapegoat, to the one who bears our sins, Jesus Christ. Sin is something that we face every day, but the encouraging truth we hear today is sin does not have to remain in our lives. We can turn in repentance to change our ways because we have been forgiven. And we will continue to be forgiven. In the same way, Aaron cast the goat outside to the wilderness, we can also cast out the sin in our lives by turning to the Lord every day, asking for the grace to live a good life, moving away from sin, and living a life that's dedicated to Him, loving God, and loving others. It is April Fool's Day, but we are fools if we do not accept this invitation to change our lives and accept the free gift God has given us in Jesus Christ.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org/donate.